So Diana Henry is one of Britain's most admired cooks. She's written 10 books, and her new one is as much about planning a meal as it is about, you know, braising chicken. So the New York Times' Melissa Clark talked with her about how she takes her ideas for composing meals and applies them to vegetables without the big beef roast to go with them. And I gotta say, as a person who's like regularly sitting on Tupperwares of roasted broccoli and carrots in my fridge with no idea of what to do with them, this was a great thing for me to hear.
So your new book is all about menu planning. Tell us, how do you plan a menu around vegetables? Because I know this is one of your favorite things to do.
I think you have to think about vegetables in the same way that you might think about meat or fish, in that it's very easy, and I love them too. We think about roast vegetables as the most obvious thing to do these days. But I think you need to think about things that you might poach, things that you might griddle, as well as roast. So it's a matter of thinking about techniques a bit. Also, because meat and fish are such centerpieces, I tend to think of dishes that I can serve on a platter, because then it's quite, I hate this word, but it's a statement dish if you do that. But honestly, when I think about meals, I rarely think, oh, I'll do a vegetarian meal or I'll do one that's with meat or fish. They tend to just come into my head and I think, oh, yeah, that's great. I'll go with that.
Okay, so tell me about the statement dish, the idea of that. What do you mean? How do you put it together?
I think when it comes to vegetables, you have to think of things that will, you're not just thinking of one big bit of meat. So you're thinking of dishes that have slightly different textures in and that also might have a dressing. Because we think about meat, we think about things on the side. When we think about vegetables, we tend, or we have thought of that in terms of side dishes. So, for example, in the book that I've just written, there is a platter of roasted fennel with tomatoes and chickpeas, and you do those all separately so that they stay apart. You don't have this platter of vegetables that kind of like softened down to nothing. They still have structure. And then with that, that's got a dressing that has got preserved lemons in it, a bit of honey, vinegar, olive oil. And then on the side, I'll put couscous with that or flatbread, and then probably serve something like Greek yogurt with just grated garlic in it, or feta or something. So I'm thinking of building it up. But the main dish does have to take a little bit more thought than just a hunk of meat. But I don't think it's difficult once you think about, you know, I think you should think about accessorizing vegetables just the way we do about accessorizing bits of meat and fish. The other thing about doing vegetables at this time of year, vegetable dishes are better prepared in advance. I was talking to Yotam Ottolenghi recently, and I said, why did you go so vegetable-centric when you opened your places? And it wasn't to do with the love of vegetables, funny enough. It was to do with the fact that the display at the front of his restaurants, you can leave vegetables out there, you know, for kind of like a couple of hours, and they still look great and they're still perfectly good to serve. It wasn't because he wanted to serve vegetables. It was because you can prepare those in advance and they're still fine to serve and they still look great. So I thought that was interesting.
That is such a great thing about vegetables, is they taste just as good at room temperature, so you can make them ahead. Let's talk about seasonal cooking, because that's what chefs are always thinking about. How do you cook more seasonally? I know home cooks want to start doing that too. And when, you know, really when you think about seasonal cooking, you really are thinking about cooking with vegetables, because, you know, fish and meat are more year-round and vegetables are actually what it comes in and out of season.
I really noticed this the first time I went to France when I was a teenager. That's when I, and it's really funny because they are so meat focused, but that's when I really noticed them putting vegetables in a way that we didn't do at home. First of all, every meal started with radishes, and they're great from the spring, you know, right through round to October. So we'd always have those. And then, you know, they just called it crudité variée. And now, you know, when we say crudité, we mean those really kind of like dried carrots with really substandard dips. But what they meant was, in the winter, when I was ever there in the winter with that family, they had carrot râpé, so grated carrots with a lovely dressing and leek vinaigrette. In the summer, just as a kind of precursor to whatever else there were tomatoes in a salad, and there were cucumber very finely sliced with dill and a dressing. And then, even though they started that way, they always had a green salad after the main course. And in summer, I mean, right now, when I am finished talking to you, I'm going home to do asparagus. And at this time of year, that's always an extra meal, or it becomes the central thing once you add crab and creme fraiche and salmon caviar, or you add fried eggs and parma ham and lots of grated parmesan. But I will always either make that the main deal, or I will sneak them in. I'll make that an extra course. And I do this thing right now. I make lists. This is because I'm such a nerd. I will make lists of kind of like, it's asparagus time. So I'll make a list of all the things that I can easily do asparagus based for supper. And we'll kind of like, then I'll rotate those. The other thing I've been doing a lot recently is, well, once you start to think at this time of year, vegetables, you start to think Middle Eastern, Italian, Asian, and I'm doing a thing I had in Turkey called Haydari, which is slightly drained Greek yogurt. It's mixed with dill and with coriander, and I also put some fresh chili through it so that you keep hitting little bits of, against the coolness, you keep hitting these little bits of heat. But I serve that with beetroot that I've simply, you can either serve it from raw, or you can cook it and then slice it. And that's sautéed with cumin seeds. And also we forget about carrots, because carrots seem like for the winter, but you've got crunch from those. So I toss that on top as well with that dressing that's got cumin seeds in it. So you've got crunch, you've got softness, and then you've got this heat and this coolness, and then the herbs as well. I mean, that's so easy, and I love that kind of eating.
Well, it all sounds absolutely delicious. Diana, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Lovely to talk to you, Melissa.
Diana Henry's latest book is How to Eat a Peach, and it has a fuzzy cover. I am a cookbook editor. I am so jealous of how she got that to happen. Melissa Clark's latest is Dinner in an Instant. You can find Diana's recipe for roast tomatoes, fennel, and chickpeas with preserved lemon and honey at splendidtable.org.